Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being part of our day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been hanging around already today, thank you for that. I'm excited about having an old friend of mine on the show, ladies and gentlemen. You haven't met him yet. At least I don't think you have. Although you might have heard him on the radio over the years. He's been a radio personality for a number of years. That's how I met him way back in another life as I began the Small Business Advocate show way back in the 90s. Sam Bushman was there. He was already there doing his radio show. He's now the developer of a product called Personal Contact Manager Plus, but he's also the general manager of a radio station out in Utah, KNAK, AM 540. He's still got his radio show, but he's still our friend, which I'm happy about that. Sam Bushman, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you, and it's good to renew our friendship.
You know, I thought of you when I wanted to talk about contact management and the benefits that it can help businesses, the things that it can do for businesses. You know, customers are the most important, and I'm afraid a lot of businesses sometimes forget that. When they're so busy, when they're overwhelmed with all the things they've got to do, small business a lot of times is a one-man band. The guy says, hey, I'm a chief bottle washer, and I'm also the CEO. And anyway, people forget sometimes that customers are where it's really at, and if you take care of them end-to-end, then things prosper, and if you don't, they go elsewhere.
Well, that's exactly right. There's never been a time, you know, Sam, when you and I were coming up as young pups, you should never take your customers for granted. But back in those days, you could kind of identify your competitors maybe on the fingers of one hand.
Yeah.
But today, your competitors are an infinite number. And as you say, I like the way you say that end to end. From the time you meet them till the very end, you got to take care of them. What I want you to, and as you also pointed out, we all have too many things to do. And not enough people to do them. And so sometimes what happens, and this happens unintentionally, Sam, most of the time, is we don't do as good a job of taking care of our customers. And the good news is, though, and as my audience knows, I believe in technology. I believe that technology is the great leveler of the playing field for small businesses. There now is a technology capability in the form of contact management software that's available out there. And what I'd like for you to do, Sam, is take a minute and tell us a few of the advantages of having some kind of contact management software.
Or
customer relationship management software.
Contact manager, customer relations software, relationship software, really is exactly what it says. It keeps track of the contacts that you have with a given customer. The goal is to keep track of when you call them, when they call you. You take notes of the interaction. Did they need this? Did they need that? Did we follow up as we should have as a company, as they requested us to? If they've got difficulties, did we resolve those satisfactorily to the customer? If they're happy, sometimes you can use that even in your advertising with their permission. So it's really keeping track of the interactions with the customer, taking notes, logging when they were called or how often they were kept in touch with, making sure that when you tell them you'll call them back on a given date or check in with them, that you really do so. The list goes on and on, but it really mainly has to do with the interactions between you and your customer, good or bad, the logging of those, and then using that to make sure that you do better next go around.
The recording and the archiving and the reproducing in a report form about the times that you touch the customer, basically, is what you're talking about. And the thing is, Sam, when I was many years ago, when I worked for some major corporations, one of the things that we had to do was we had to manage our customers. We did it on a piece of paper. There was a form. And also our prospects and our activity, our sales activity. And we had, once a month, we had to be able to forecast to our manager what our sales were going to be in the coming month based on the activity that we had conducted in the past month or two or three. But we did all that on paper. And small business owners, this is one of the things that we're the weakest in, and that is in understanding what's in our pipeline or maybe what's not in our pipeline. And what you're talking about, the contact management software, customer relationship software, this is the kind of automation that helps us to be much more efficient with the work that we've done and to understand what's in our pipeline.
And one of the things that you bring up, Jim, that I think is valuable is, hey, you used to do it on paper. And I want to mention that the principles, what's happening, are identical. The technology just makes it easier to do.
Right. Exactly. Now, there are different kinds of contact management software out there. There's a lot of them. They've been out there for a long time. Some of them are free. Some of them you have to pay for. And some of them, the original ones, Sam, as you know, cost millions of dollars, and they were commissioned to be developed just for some major corporation. But today, as my audience knows, and as you well know, because this is one of the things that you do, small business owners have access to this kind of power at really very affordable prices, and the capability is very powerful, isn't it?
You're right. You know, the ones that were developed for millions of dollars were very unique to a specific company, to a specific application, to the details they wanted to track. And over time, they have not only become much cheaper, much more easy to understand, to use, and to put your data into, but nowadays, though, they've realized that there's pretty much standards of what you need. You need to be able to take notes. You need to be able to track when you call back or, you know, make a list of when to make your callbacks.
When you gave a proposal, what the customer said about that proposal, is a demo necessary? Do we need to make another call? Do we need to take a manager back with us? Whatever.
That's exactly right. Do we have the updated phone number on them? Do we have an easy way to put a mail merge together to give them a letter that actually has their name in it, mm-hmm. Directed to a specific contact?
Did we collect their email and did we ask them if we can put them in our opt-in emailing list?
That's exactly right. So those things are important to track, and most importantly to track, I think, is if there's a negative interaction with a customer. Mm-hmm. That it's solved and overcame by the company quickly. That to me is key to customer service.
Right.
Nobody minds a glitch. Life has glitches,
right.
But how you react to that glitch, what you do about it, is what customers want to see.
Right, Sam. Give us your website, please.
www.pcmplus.com. pcmplus.com.
Now you have your own version of this. This is something you've developed. And you know, as I said, folks, he's a man of many talents. And when we come back, your program really kind of fits in the small business and the personal niche that fits a lot of the folks who are listening to the show. I want you to tell us a little bit about how your program works as an example of how this type of capability will help small businesses. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Sam Bushman right after these messages.
And the man is there, that's right, to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with my good friend and your new friend, Sam Bushman, the developer and the president of Personal Contact Management Plus software, which is a customer relationship management software that works for little guys, for independents, for individuals, or small businesses. He's got this designed and priced. When I found out about it, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have him on the show, because I think, folks, you've heard me talk many times about how to use technology to leverage yourself, how to use technology to become more sophisticated, to become a little bit better manager than you have been in the past. And that I've told you many times that there's thousands of programs out there that you can use that will help you. And this is an example of one of them. So, you know, Sam, when I tell my audience that, I know a lot of times they say, well, fine, Jim, we know about that. We hear you. We believe you. But where is some of that stuff? And so that's the reason why I like having folks like you on the show, Sam, because this allows me to bring some bona fides on the show. And what I always tell my audience is, here's an organization that I know a little bit about, and I encourage you to go there and check them out and see if it's what they like, what you like. But then from there, if it's not what you like, then move on to something else. But at least you've educated yourself a little bit about the capability.
I agree. And, you know, PCM Plus is a program that we developed primarily because we saw out there that all there is a couple, you know, some free contact managers that don't have the features necessary to really run a small business. Or you get the big enterprise versions that are just too mammoth for most people to, one, install and maintain, and two, then to use effectively. The goals in mind that we had when we developed it said, hey, how can we get people up on it in just minutes? How can we get the average person who's trying to run their business, not a professional software person, to use it daily and say, you know what, I'm up to speed now. Hey, I got a new hire. How do I get them up to speed now?
Mm-hmm.
So the quick training was one thing in mind. The portability was another. You can simply install it on as many computers as you need to, and then you just simply copy your databases from one computer to another. If you want to travel, you simply copy the databases to your traveling machine and you're good to go.
So I can have it on my desktop and then put it on my laptop if I have to travel.
That's right. Portability was key. And then most importantly, we needed an easy way to get your data into the system. We give you a spreadsheet template. You just basically cut and paste your data in there and press the import button and you have your data in the system.
This is Windows-based, right?
It is Windows-based.
Okay.
Now, it does not run on a pocket PC or anything, though. It's a Windows, you know, Windows XP-based, PC-based system.
I got you. Now, what about the cost?
The cost is $5 a month or less, and you have to buy it either in a six-month or a year contract. 6 months is $30. A year is $55.
But you're giving you offer a 45-day free trial?
There's a 45-day trial at PCMPlus.com. You can download it, install it, play with the software, and if you like it, buy it.
Well, one of the things, folks, that I encourage you to go there and check this out and use this as, if nothing else, use this as an education process. Use it as a way to find out in a very inexpensive way about this type of capability and then just educate yourself and become a little more sophisticated about it because, you know, Sam, a lot of people don't realize that the prospects that we have, the effort that we go to find a customer, to find a prospect and develop them into a customer, that's an asset. And here's where you see it on the balance sheet. It's in the cash part of the balance sheet because it takes cash to call a customer, to call on a customer, to give them a brochure, to spend time with them. It takes cash, somebody's payroll, somebody's activity to do that. And if you're not keeping up with what happened and what needs to be happened next in a sophisticated way with the capability that we have right now, if you're not doing that, basically you're very likely wasting cash.
I would agree with that. And one of the keys to our program is you can have multiple databases and switch to and from them easily. So you have a prospects database and then a customer's database. And when a prospect becomes a customer, you simply move that record or that customer's contact information and notes, et cetera, to the new database.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of systems have it all in one, and they have different notations of which is which, but then you get a bloated database of customers that you don't really have or need. Eventually, over time, business becomes a mess, and we prevent that by having separate databases.
Sam, one of the things that happens is all of us have what we call shelfware. You know what shelfware is? You buy it,
yeah.
it looked cool at the time, but by the time you got it installed and up and running, it got to be a little bit too complicated. What if we get into something like that? Do you guys have any support for that?
What we have is instead of shelfware, software that comes in a box or that, you know, you may buy once and then, hey, be frustrated because you have to buy later or spend expensive money on an upgrade or this or that, we let you download the free trial, try it. If you like it, buy it. Once you buy it 6 months at a time or a year at a time. And the beautiful part about that is while you're under the contract with the software, you always get upgrades free. You always have the latest version, the latest, greatest features. And then, of course, there's email technical support to help you through any glitches that you have.
So,
with the import and export wizard, though, with a click of a button, if you don't like our software, go elsewhere and use their software. But the key to it is we want to keep because you like us, not because you're stuck with us like a lot of companies make you in some kind of a, hey, it's hard to get the data out of here, so I'm just stuck here. We don't like that approach.
What about reports? I've got about 30 seconds, Sam. What about reports? Does this print out reports?
This program gives you reports on the calls that you make, the time you talked, you know, a bunch of details of who you called where, et cetera. And then you have the ability to keep track of each customer, print out their notes, all kinds of ways that you can put data into a spreadsheet for not only mail merge for your customers, but also to keep track of your customers in a spreadsheet. You just click a button and export data, and you can manipulate it any way you want to.
And the other good thing about this, folks, I like about Sam's program, he's a small business owner, just like you and me. Sam, give us the website one more time.
www.pcmplus, Personal Contact Manager Plus, P-L-U-S, pcmplus.com.
Thanks, Sam. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely love to.
Good to talk to you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Lois Geller.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.